let's them start this thing properly with our theme songs. Yes, everybody, this is your Fukutate DJ, Kaitetsu speaking, and I'm joined by Tamano Sato.
What?
And Asano Sato.
Hello, everyone.
And a silent Kamahiko on the voice chat. And we will be doing a rundown of this very interesting final weekend of Sumo of July 2025 in the brand new IG Arena, the first winner of this arena has been crowned already. Lots of interesting stuff to talk about. Well, I guess did anybody ever think Kota Shoho would come back from his injuries?
Absolutely not. That was a crazy tournament, and I gotta say, a bit anticlimactic bout between Kota Shoho and Aonishiki, but just a crazy, crazy basho. And yeah, no, but I don't think even Kota Shoho thought he would win the Yusho on day one. That nobody got that on their catchy, on their thing, you know.
No, absolutely not.
It happened. And crazy.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just, I don't think anybody had him even in the usual race, like, idea of thing, because he came back into the run, like, by day 13 only. So, like, people weren't even paying attention to what he was doing, I feel like most people.
Yeah.
I heard something in a live stream I was watching last night. There was 1,800 Kachi Clash submissions. Only 33 of them had Kota Shoho.
Yeah, that goes to show just how out of the blue this was. I saw somebody saying that this tournament entered in the same memory file as a Tokushoryu Yusho almost. And I feel like I agree with their sentiment of just how insane this was.
It was crazy indeed. But I want to say Kota Shoho completely deserved it.
No, yeah, totally.
I don't want to hear no talk about, oh, he got an easy thing. He defeated the Yokozuna. He defeated a Sekiwake that was doing very good when he fought. He defeated, you know, the other runner-up, you know, Aonishiki.
Yeah,
he
made some of those crazy. I was about to say something similar as Kamahiko just said, which is this, that he looked some fights look easy. He really did. Especially Aonishiki calmness. He went in, and I heard day 14 people saying, yeah, Kusano didn't plan on Hatake coming Aonishiki, because Aonishiki won't fall flat on his face. And look what he did. He made Aonishiki fall flat on his face. And that is just masterful. It's just for us to remind ourselves that this, each man in the top division is a master of this martial art that is sumo. And they can just, they can't get it, you know? Just, And another thing I wanted to point is that how some people are saying, like, that discussion of, like, oh, is this era of wrestlers harder or easier than Hakuho's time? And I think the wrestlers, at least in this era, have been fighting spot on. They have been fighting really well, every single one of them. So,
yeah.
I mean, you have the outliers like Kaio and Chiyoshima and, you know, those kinds of things that are either injured or just not there yet in terms of bakingness in the oven. But, like, just how much of them have been doing.
Yeah, I saw.
Go on.
I just said, yeah. There's everybody is doing just so good, and it's not the top that is being weaker. It's the absolute rest of the bucket that is being a killer. So that's why you see the Kirishima, the Wakataka Kage, even Ono Sato, struggling. Well, struggling, you know, but having to put up a fight, you know, because they can lose every day because everyone is just stepping up and stepping up and stepping up, and it's great to see.
Absolutely.
It's really cool to see.
Kamahiko has a point. He said Isegahama still has the advantage because they can't be matched up against each other. I definitely agree. Up to the lead, I remember in the beginning, Hakuoho, Atami, and Kusano were both kind of together in the runner-up pack up to the middle of the tournament, if I recall correctly. And they just simply couldn't be matched against each other because obviously they're always Segahama. Which I think, yeah, no, it's definitely why I think Kusano was able to get 11 and get those double special prizes, because, you know, you must have seen Kusano got Kinosho and Kantosho. Special prizes, the technique and fighting spirit. But I do think a part of it must be that just Isegahama just has all these guys just in this Heia, and then they simply cannot fight each other, which must be an amazing helping, especially to up-and-comers like Kusano that can just train in such an amazing environment as Isegahama must be. And what else? I'm surprised at how many special prizes. I thought it would be much...
Oh, yeah.
They would kind of hold back. But no, they... Especially in Nagoya, I feel like they are happy with giving like a lot of special prizes for some reason.
It was... I was happy. I was afraid some guys will not get it, aka Tamawashi. Mm-hmm. I am so glad that they gave... And you know, the guys who got it got... You know, they completely deserve it.
No, yeah.
Aonishiki, great showing. Kusano, great showing. Tamawashi, he's a god. Nobody else can take this away from him. 11-4 at 42.
Who 40 years and 8 months, so that's just... He blew out both Kinboshi oldest winners and Sancho oldest winners records. The Sunshow was by 5 months because the previous one was Kyokutenho with 40 years and 3 months, but the other he made it by over a year. The Kinboshi winners, he's the 34 year old to get a Kinboshi, so he's just what a guy. I will maybe pick him if we do IRL champ next time. I might pick him as champ though because I think he'll be a bit too high.
Yeah.
Even for him,
he will. Yeah, it's just gonna be such a hard schedule for him, I guess.
Yeah, because I think that's a good point. We'll circle back to Kamahiko, just posted in the chat. But if you look at Tamawashi's Torikumi, he started with M6, M5 guys, and then he started getting some Sanyaku and then the Yokozuna and whatever. But he did have an earlier. Easier start, which I think helped.
Oh yeah,
which will be a problem next time because I guess he'll be around M1 area. They might open up Komusubi. I don't think so, but they might do. He's gonna be in that Komusubi M1 area.
Yeah,
it's gonna be tough.
And the thing is, when he got paired with Sanyaku, I thought, oh okay, it's the time he's gonna get crushed. He defeated Ono Sato.
Mm-hmm.
and
he manhandled Ono Sato.
Yeah, and he did lose to Koto Sakura, but he still defeated Takayasu. He defeated Oshoma, you know, Wakataka Kage. So, you know, 4 of the Sanyaku guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing that I think is important to note is that we really had a empty Banzuke around this time. We had 10 Sekitori Kyujo by the end in total, but two of them returned. I think we had an 8 out by the end, but some of them returned, as in Hidenomi Nishikifuji. Nishikifuji that was leading the Juryu Yusho Ace, but then had to drop out. I don't remember for what reason, but he dropped out. And so he dropped out of the usual race. He finished 10, 3, and 2.
Cellulitis in his thigh and something else. something else.
Herniated neck disc. Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah, and cellulitis. Yeah.
And Hiden the Umi was dealing with, I believe, a torn calf or some sort of calf issue.
Yeah.
In the top division.
But yeah, of the Kyujo guys, obviously, top down, we had Hoshoryu right at the beginning. Daisho didn't even compete. And then down Takeru Fuji, and then Tobizaru Endo, Ura, and then Hiden no Umi, who came back later, Nishiki Fuji, Mitoryu, and Abatame. And Abatame was out from the beginning. Yeah, Tobizaru and Endo, both of the M7s didn't compete fully at the end. Tobizaru was 3-9, and then he pulled out and he got a Fusento and 3-10-2. But yeah, he was just simply not fighting well. He surely had something else wrong with himself there. But it was a empty secretary rank, so especially they were bringing up a lot of Makushita by the end, I think. Either yesterday or today, they brought up like 3 Makushita guys up to Juryo.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Kitanoaka, Satoru Fuji. There were 2 today, I think. And then there were some yesterday. Let me see. Tobizaru has a subluxation and a ligament tear of his right elbow. That's why he pulled out. And that does not sound nice.
Yeah. Ouch. I mean, yeah. If a guy pulls out, usually it doesn't it sound is really... nice.
Yeah.
It sucks point. because they tend to fight on like minor injuries. And I say with quotes, you don't see them, but I say it with quotes.
Yeah,
you know they are not really caring for their own health. Those guys, no. You know. So when they pull out, you gotta be like, ooh, that's bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was yesterday that we had 3 Makushita guys. We had Ishizaki, also called using a border. We had Asanoyama, finally winning a match in an Oicho Mage again, and Kyokukayu. All brought up from Makushita yesterday. And leading to Makushita, I think it's a good time to talk about how interesting the top of Makushita and how strong they have been. And I think we're going to get a lot of Shin Juryo, returning Juryo this time. We'll know by Wednesday, though, for certain.
Like, that's one thing I'm eager. Like, there are so many things. Like, Juryo was kind of disappointing, an 11-4 from Mita Yusho in Juryo. Kind of, like, underwhelming. I just,
well, especially because he ended it in a loss. He just got lucky Kotokuzan also lost. But he was fighting Ryuden, which is a Motokomusubi, so it's like, okay, makes sense why. But still, so it wasn't a glorious moment for Mita.
Yeah. And like,
yeah, I totally agree. Daisaizen just fought so badly on day 15. He could have pushed for a playoff, and he just could not beat an injured Nishiki Fuji. He's just like, what? Dude, get your act together. Because he's what? He is 25. I'm like, come on.
I don't think Daisaizen will make it to Makuchi.
I think, yeah, he might be too old. I don't know. I see that some points he fights really well.
Yeah, it's just I don't see him. It's not even a question of age. It's just I don't see him have the level capacity to get up there. Or maybe just once and he will be like smashed back down.
Maybe.
He's going to be a junior mainstay. He's probably like the new Mitoryu. You know, just hanging there, you know, once or twice in a lifetime, being up in Makuchi and being completely
smashed
out of depth.
I could see it.
I don't wish him on a guy. Like, I don't have any hate toward him, but I just don't see him doing it. But
I see what you mean.
With people getting brought up from Makushita to Juryo, it's going to be Kyokukayu, Asanoyama, Ishizaki, and Asahakuryu, I believe.
I think certainly those 4, because we have 6-9 Dayamomi, 4-11 Otsuji, 3-12 Shimanomi. He's not gonna be that lucky this time. Mr. Bun's collection on Umida has not ever been, like, he's always had good Bun's collection. But I also think and certainly Mitorio and Amatame, they both will open at least one spot. I think they will have five spots. Yeah, no, I think we'll have five, or they might save Dayamami. They might save Dayamami and promote and demote Mitorio in his place.
There was, I believe, a replacement match on Senshiraku. It was Kitanowaka Dayamami, and Kitanowaka lost.
Hmm.
Oh,
they might then pull up Nishinori, which would be so good. He's 5-2 and M5. They might pull him up. Another Sakaigawa Sekitori. That might be very interesting.
My personal favorite part of yesterday, though, was the great Satoru Fuji fighting an eighth match.
Yeah, no, that happens from time to time. But I don't know why they put him on a Makekoshi. I don't know. I don't know why they put Satoru and on Nishinori. Did Nishinori fight? He did. He won against Shiden already. Yeah. Moriura usually gets an eighth match. That's true. They are lenient to some guys, really. Because sometimes, to people who don't know, sometimes a lower division guy will get an extra match if really the entire Torikomi doesn't add up. Like, there's no way for them to do a full Torikomi. Like, they're going to be one match out. They pull out somebody to get some leniency, see if they can get an extra win. And then they are either promoted or demoted based on the win. So if you are 5-3, you're promoted on 5 wins, I believe. But if you are 3-5, you're demoted in 5 wins. I think so. Kamahiko might be able to point me. Oh, yikes. Yikes, Tama.
Yeah.
we just learned the reason why Mitorio was out of the tournament for most of the time.
It's bud stuff. It's bud stuff.
Akua, I need you back in the salaried ranks, Akua.
Yeah, Akua tried, but he cannot keep up with the younger guys now. I think we all forget that Aqua was already a Sekitori by the time Hoshoryu was in Maezumo. Like, Aqua has been around for a long time. And I think he's just fading.
I think he's happy being the boat whirler.
Yeah. I'm sure he is. Like, he gets a little spotlight. That's like his thing, you know. He used to do the salt thing. And his kakenages, and he's a bit of a shower. I think he used to do comic sumo when he was in the lower ranks the first time around with Taka Kento, I believe. They were a pair.
I want to say, yeah, maybe not. I'm not sure about Taka Kento, but I do think he used to do shokiri.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He used to do shokiri with Taka Kento back in 2017. That's crazy.
One person who might not make the fall and could help Kitanowaka's case is Takara Fuji, who at J7 West was 4-11.
Ooh, might be. Well, we also have Kazekeno 5-10, but I don't think they'll demote him that far down.
Kazekeno, that would be one hell of an over demotion.
Also for Takara Fuji, because he's a J7. So I don't know. I think we'll have five people. I think if they do six, they'll have to over-demote somebody. Because in the end, Miyano Kaze got Kachikoshi versus Tochika Taikai. So he cannot fall down.
Kotoku then got the Junyusho.
A lot of people got Junyusho. They don't mark Junyusho for Juryo. But we've got Shona Nomi, Hitoshi, Daisaizen, Nishiki Fuji, Hatsuyama, and Kotoku-san, all with 10 wins behind Mita.
I still think the funniest thing I saw, another one of the funny things I saw yesterday, was the five men with a Junyusho in Makauchi.
That is true.
Ono Sato, Ao Nishiki, the Pride of Ireland, Tomowashi. Atami Fuji and Kusano.
Yeah, that's a long list. But I think that just makes Kota Shohu's Yusho even more impressive because of his 13-2. Like, he was 2 wins ahead of everybody else, which is just very impressive. If you look at the number, obviously he had to defeat Aonishiki at one point. I mean, he beat 3 out of the 5 guys. He beat Kusano on day 3. He beat Onosato day 13 and Aonishiki to win the whole thing on day 15. So he did a great job. One of my nail biters this time was the Fujinokawa 10th win. I was like, oh no, they paired him up with Ichi Yamamoto, who's having the time of his life. He's not getting it, but he did. And that was awesome. I was so happy.
I did not see it, but when I saw that he won on the NSK site, I was like, damn, yes.
Damn, yeah.
Because
no.
I was a bit worried about him. I was like, oh, he's not doing so good. Like, with his size and everything, that's tough for him.
Yeah, we have a little bit of a revival of the short guys, because now we got Midori Fuji, Asakoryu, Toki Hayate, and Fujinokawa in Makuuchi.
And I mean, like, I feel like there's a shift in the size thing in at least in the Makuuchi. Because when you look, Oshoryu is not huge. You know, you get the Aonishiki, Wakataka Kage, you know, that are not so huge, but still are hanging out in the top of the Makuuchi. Onokatsu is not huge. You know, Iradumi, those guys, they're not colossal. And I say that, and I'm just checking. Onokatsu is nearly 170 kilograms. So
yeah, no, he's massive.
Massive.
Yeah. But
yeah. Umi is not that tall.
Yeah.
In some metrics, Wakataka Kage is not that tall, but the guy is 180 centimeters. So, like, I don't know what tall and short is in sumo anymore.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I do want to see more small physiques. Well, I say smalls. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, we might be getting one in the near future. Not soon, but in the near future in Matsui, because he got his Kachikoshi. And Matsui from Isegahama as well, so another Isegahama man. But he's been coming up recently, so let's see. Who else is kind of small in the lower division? There are some guys that I really don't have a good mind of who they are. As in, I don't know how Inami looks. I don't know how Gojin looks. I don't know how Koshima, Kazuto, Kazunomi all look. So, yeah, Kosei. We have Kosei down there.
Kazuto is not big by any means.
Yeah, 176, 115. Yeah, no, yeah. that's not very big.
Pretty young too.
Yeah, and Kachikoshi at 21. That's cool.
That got me. That yeah, I was really happy about it.
He's from Urotora in Yamato as well. Yeah, in Jonidan Sandami, you get some more of the stick bugs. I guess even in well, he's not a very strong candidate for Sekitori nowadays. But Kai Seijo is not really that big. He's also 179, 117, but he's 27 in Makekoshi, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sandame 12, Yamato. Did he get Kachikoshi? Yeah, he did. Yamato, who is, let me get the numbers, 76 gigs. He's 21 and he got Kachikoshi at Sandame 12, so he's definitely going to surpass his highest rank, I think, soon, which is very exciting for the... The Makushita scene. Is Ikarigata small? No, he's not small. He's 124 gigs. He's not small.
I was just reading up on this. I was checking Atami Fuji's career records. This is the first time Atami Fuji has gone back to back Kachikoshi since November 2023.
Yeah,
he finally woke up. I don't know.
And he will now reach I was about to say he was going to regain the status of Heihachira of Isegahama, but like he was never Heihachira of Isegahama.
I don't think so. No.
Yeah. It was always someone on top of him. And
no,
and
he also... was. Ah, no, he wasn't. Terunofuji Fuji was still Yokozuna last year. So yeah, he really never was.
Yeah.
But with Takeru Fuji pulling out and Itami Fuji going 11-4, Itami Fuji will gain the status of the Isegahama Heihachira.
But Hakuho got Kachikoshi.
Yeah,
I forgot Hakuho existed.
Gotcha.
Nope, not yet. No. Itami Fuji Itami is the new. I saw a meme that was Itami Fuji is the new Takayasu, and I said, perfect. Perfect words. That's the best way to describe Itami Fuji. He's the new Takayasu.
Yeah, he's
I called Itami Fuji the new gen Takayasu.
Shin Takayasu is his name. Shin Takayasu Fuji is his next Shikona.
Well, they're both going to math out to the same spot.
That's lovely.
Itami Fuji and Hakuho are going to math out to the same rank of Mike and Shira.
Oh, that would be fun to see.
And Kusano will not be far behind.
Hakuoho went 8-7, so they could just kick him up half a rank and then just give Itami Fuji 3 East. That would be hilarious to see.
Ooh, Kamahiko pointed out something very nice. Both Tenrosei and Hikaru Musashi did well. Both went 6-1. A full division apart, they did. But
and they're both related to a Yokozuna.
Yes,
Musashi
yes.
Is I believe nephew of Musashi Maru.
Yep.
Tenrosei is the cousin of Hoshoryu and the nephew
therefore,
of Asashoryu.
Nephew of Asashoryu. Indeed. They both started Maizumo together.
Yeah. I mean Tenrosei got a better start. But,
yeah, he did. Yeah, he's in Sandame while Hikaru Musashi's in Junida, but I don't see why both of them cannot make Makushita.
Yeah.
I'm sure Hikaru Musashi has at least some momentum to him. I don't know how actually good of a wrestler he is. I mean, he's obviously doing great. 6-1 in Junida 30, that's not a small feat. But I want to see more of him in like higher. Yeah, no, that's what I mean. He's solid. And he's that good pusher thruster. I just don't know how it's going to do with like more experienced matchups in which he has to really put a lot of sweat into it, you know.
He's not huge either. He's 182, so like 6 foot and 131 kilograms. So not huge. That. You know, definitely like good physique. And I'm glad to see
you said
another American.
Hikaru is 182 centimeters.
Sorry, Asa.
What you said he was 182 centimeters?
Yeah. 82, yeah. And if I remember correctly, I think it's 6 foot. 6 foot one. I don't know.
And he is 19, so...
Yeah, like he's so damn young.
He is gonna grow.
Is 71 and shit.
True. Except when they were facing each other, they looked like good matching.
Hikaru Musashi is only about 5'9".
Oh, okay. Well,
it's all weird. Anyway,
I hate my own measuring system, man. as much as I hate Koto Zakara, I hate the American system more.
Oh my god.
Koto Zakara was disappointing.
Go on.
Koto Zakara, just saying, Koto Zakara was kind of disappointing this Basho.
He's
been just... disappointing all year.
Yeah, he's just struggling.
With something that we don't know. Yeah.
And like with disappointing losses, Oshoma, Kinbozan, there's just, you don't want to lose to those guys.
No.
But hey, he got to ride in the parade car.
Yeah, he did. It was the most serious looking parade car ever. Like both of them, they're like neutral face, just riding through. Nagoya. Like,
and this was the first time this this year that a rank and filer lifted the cup, I believe.
Woo! I mean, a lot of change of scenery since like 2 years ago.
Hoshoryu in January, and then Onosato said, fuck your Yusho dreams, and went back-to-back in March and May.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the first time.
And generally, I did not pay attention at the Makushita Tsukedashi of this time. Did anybody pay attention to the Yusho, the poor guy who went 5-2?
I don't know. I know a new guy from Fujishima Beya did very well. Fukuzaki.
I think Karigata did well as well. I could be wrong.
Yeah, he's a Sonomi Karigata. He did good. Is this the Rikishi? Yeah, Ryusho's there. But Fuji something. Fukuzaki from Fujishima. He started 2 basho ago. He went 5-2. Maybe a new secretary for Fujishima. No. Talking about Fujishima as well, Bushozen has come back. He's coming back to Akashikoshi, his first Kachikoshi in like around a year or so, at Sandanme 2. So he'll be back at Makushita, the big ball.
Yeah.
The new actual meatball.
The meatball.
Yeah, also, the Makushita Tsukedashi was a Ryusho, and it hit 5-2, so that's good. That's nice.
I mean,
22 years old.
But usually you hear more about those Tsukedashi guys. Oh, we had such good Tsukedashi guys recently that they've been just blowing out of the park recently. So when somebody doesn't do that well, we kind of don't hear anything about them.
True. But like, yeah.
Well, Tama, why don't you show us how Champ went this time?
Well, we kind of have a little problem.
Oh, no.
That hasn't been fixed, and I do not know how to fix it, but I guess it will not change a thing.
Cool.
It's just the special prizes, Kimboshi and Kachikoshi, / Makekoshi for the champs. Are only counted as 1 point instead of 2 and 3 points.
Mm.
That's a bit meshing things up. But in last place,
with a new record, we didn't think it'd be broken.
But it was. It's
Genbu,
who picked Wakamoto Haru as a chump who got only 6 wins and lost to every chump possible. And Mitake Umi, who got double-digit wins.
Woohoo!
Genbu ends with 4 points.
Yeah, 4 points. Just beating Kumamidori. He equaled. He didn't broke it. It equaled Kumamidori.
Wow.
Still not broken.
With the great Tamana Sato Inazaru picks of March, I think it was.
2 bashos ago.
Yeah, so March.
Then, second place, it's Kuno Usagi, the first time in our Chem Chem series with Konoyama, with Roga as a champ who got Makeboshi and lost to
Konoyama as chump who got Kachikoshi.
Ooh,
yeah.
Lovely.
So, again, bad picks. But shit happens. So
and
at 9 points
is Haitetsu.
Woo.
Haitetsu, 13 points.
Ono duo.
Yeah, the O duo. I knew Oshima would suck ass, but I thought Onokatsu would put up a better fight.
Yeah. Then after this, Kamahiko. With 16 points, Kotoheho with, just a poor tournament at first time in Makuchi.
Picked the wrong Koto, indeed. The wrong Ho brother.
Yeah, the wrong brother.
You are so close.
Yeah, got so many points with their chumps as Kayo. 11 losses. Just poor showing.
That was a good chump.
Yeah, that's a hell of a good chump. Then second place is Kamahiko. Second place, Asaro Sato with Aonishiki as a champ. Getting so close to that Yusho, dude. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Had you got that Yusho, I guess you would have won. And I'm still going to have to ping Genbu to check with the special prizes and stuff. So you might even win, but I'm not sure.
I probably would have won had he gotten the Yusho, because he would have gotten the outstanding performance special prize as well.
He would have gotten he wouldn't have swept. He wouldn't have swept. Sorry, my bad.
Kusano was the only one with the chance to have swept.
That's true.
Yeah, kind of crazy. Nobody picked Kusano.
I think we didn't. I don't know what we were thinking. It's crazy.
Yeah, and Takayasu was a chump, Asano Sato, so that kind of fucked you up also.
Takayasu was like, Senyaku, yeah. Takayasu's probably not going to do well, and then it's fucking wrong, I guess.
Yeah, well, I think it was an okay pick. I prior to this basho, I didn't see Takayasu putting up much of a fight, really.
I mean, he got a Makekoshi last time, then this time 10 wins. Which kind of crazy? That's an Ozeki start, Ozeki run start.
It would be
hysterical, by the way, had Takayasu lost one less match and then gotten a Jun Yusho for his fucking 11th Jun Yusho.
Oh yeah, that would have been amazing.
I've been so mad.
That would have been amazing. That would have been like a Jun Yusho out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And technically, so far, first place, it's me.
Sumo Mario himself.
great pick, Ono Sato.
Yeah.
I mean,
the right pick, I guess. Will be always the first guy to be picked as jump ever.
And to be fair, it was not the best pick possible.
No, it wasn't.
because on paper, Aonishiki is just a better pick.
That's true.
Two special prizes, the Kimboshi, and they both get the junior show. So yeah, and I kind of sucked with Ishiyamamoto. Luckily, he lost at the end multiple times. Ishiyamamoto ended up with 6 losses and 9 wins. So that brings me at 25. But again, we need to check.
But I guess this is something we need to decide for season 10. Should we go back to RTY? Because I think RTY has been easier to do.
Yeah.
I believe RTY Banzuke.
Like day to day is easier for me to log the real matches, because I just watch it on my computer and log it as it goes. But I do think people enjoy more RTY champs.
I think
we enjoy watching you try to log everything for 35 minutes before having an aneurysm midway through.
and for the RTY, I have to find who fought who on the Torikumi sheet and check who won. It's kind of like messy. But
Well, I guess it's up to you then. Whatever you think is best.
No, it's what the people want. I will take the pain.
I mean, especially Shitayama explicitly wanted an RTY one, so that's a guy more that...
Which I completely understand. It's quite more fun. Because, if you pick someone, way low, for example, Koto Heiko was, one of the only guys down, you cannot get points for beating other champs, you know? So that's where, Kotoheo got a lot of problems. language. He didn't fought anyone. Other champs. He did not fought anyone. But I guess next time, if Genbu is all around, we can ping everyone and have a vote to what people prefer.
Yeah.
Genbu has also got Hosho the rest of this basho.
As far as I know, we might not be having Genbu for a while, but as far as I know, I'll let him. I know if he wants to let people know, but he's just not going to be around for a while. But that'll be all right. Yeah. I'll be storing the episodes And I'll also be, if people think it's a good idea, I can post them, because I don't have access to his website, but I can post them on YouTube unlisted and just post the link here. And so we just have like the log of like who participated, the title and stuff, just so that they don't like, get lost. That's why I'm recording this one as well.
Yeah.
So is how I think we're going to keep doing this thing while Genbu takes some time off.
No problem.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can actually do it next time, even if Genbu's not around. DM him and see what he thinks.
Yeah. And Kamahiko, the weird looking trophy for Juryo. It's the Nagoya, I think, municipal trophy. It's like, and it's like, not a nice shape. for the Juryo Yushu winner, I think it's the only tournament where the Juryo winner gets an actual trophy other than a piece of paper.
Yeah. I mean, it does look nice.
No, just kidding. I mean, it is.
You have to lower your voice so you can hear the sarcasm.
Yeah. Also, yes, I can search in match recording for the matchups, Kamahiko. But it's less fun if I don't talk myself a little bit.
We are all here to watch Tom and Asato try to match record everything for 45 minutes and then start banging his head into a table midway through the episode.
Yippee!
And also, I did not do that much match recording this time. I'm really, really happy.
Woohoo, that's nice.
You got like 3 new emojis to help you, and you're like, hey, I don't have to do any work.
Yeah, I mean, I do have to do work, as you may have seen. I now have a star next to my name.
Oh, yeah! So that's... Yippee! Tom and Asato has been promoted.
That's troublesome. That's troublesome.
You unfortunately have become important at work, Tom and Asato.
Yeah, now I have to work, actually. I cannot hide behind the fact that I log matches. Now. I cannot be like, yeah, I log matches. I'm used to it. No, I now have actual work. And I have to fill up big shoes because I fill up the shoes of Senshi.
Oh,
so you guys don't know, so I'm now the head of the Torikumi Banzuke team.
Wow, that's so nice.
Yeah, so I will leave my I mean, I'm gonna leave. You just can send me money. It's fine.
I'll just bribe you with $15 to keep me to keep rank on a 7 and 8 when I go 7 and 8 this boss.
My PayPal is in my description. No. So that's good that, you know, we have now. Yeah, because I guess we can talk about it. We have a new role is Baby Gyoji.
Which is okay with like the little chicken hatching out of the egg. That's so cute.
Yep.
So that's good. That's and you guys are actually helpful, so that's good. I don't say that in a bad way. I'm sorry if it sounds bad.
don't worry. I messed up once in readying, but that's because I was on it. I was rushing it. It was the 16th of July. I was like, I'm the only Gyoji readying people. What's with this shit?
Oh yeah, there was a That reading period was sounded like hell for you guys.
If you feel bad about your mistake, just ask Kamahiko how many mistakes I do. So, you know,
he can yell at me. Just kind of put in the voice box. Yup. You know.
And also, Kamahiko, fuck you, I did Banzuke stuff. Now I just have, I'm not the big guy in Banzuke stuff. I can really be.
Tatsutama, whenever they were in the server, just readying everybody and just being the DMV. Next!
Oh, and checking, we have our Dohyo download winner's belt, which I need to let. Who was it? Somebody pinged me. Oh, Inazara pinged me asking. asking what is it. I'm going to explain for people who looked at the voice box and didn't know what they were looking at my spoiler tagged image. I do, since January 2024, I do a belt. Basically, in the first match of Jundokuchi, that tournament, in the first day, the winner won a theoretical belt. And the next person who defeated them got that belt. So basically, the belt goes to the person that defeats the belt holder. And we started doing one for Dojo Download in January. We started to look at those together. We've gone from Jonokuchi 18 East to, at this point, the Makushita winner of this tournament, Asa Hakuryu, and Makushita 3 East. Therefore, our belt will debut in Juryo next time, my guys. We made the big leagues with our belt. So yeah, that's just basically the thing. You just keep a log of whoever won the belt, and my personal one has fallen from Juryo for the first time in a year, and is now in the hands of Ishizaki, who will be promoted. But it just shows how Juryo has been like my belt like hostage from going up to Makuuchi.
Will there ever be a chance that both the Dohyo Download belt and your personal belt end up on the same Rikishi at the same time?
Looking at how Asa Hakuryu and Ishizaki are going to get promoted together, they cannot obviously fight each other because they're stablemates, but the person who defeats both of them in a row, which is definitely possible, they might hold the both belts, and like our belts just become the same thing. And that would be hilarious, because mine has just been going for so much longer. To end up in the same guy is just very funny. So we'll see. We'll see. So yeah, we'll get the Dojo Download in Juryo next time. The Dojo Download belt. What else do we have? Well, we have Wednesday to wait for Juryo promotions, and then we have to wait a Banzuke for Makuuchi promotions. But let's see what we can infer. Well, Shishi's going down, Kotoeho's going down, Kaya's going down, Hidenomi's going down. That's for certain.
Shishi, it can be argued, and it has been argued in ROL Sumo Spoilers, he might stay up. I don't think he will. But I guess it can happen.
It depends if they take out the extra Sanyaku rank. Because obviously, Wakata Kakae has been in an extra Sanyaku rank. But with Daishu and Oshuma coming down, they might remove that rank and put an M18 slot. And he might fall onto there.
That's what I think will happen. I think Takayasu and Aonishiki will get Komusubi. And we're going to have a two and two Sekiwake Komusubi, the usual. I don't think Aonishiki will push a third slot to stay open at Sekiwake. And also, I don't see anyone getting that second Komusubi slot if it does happen. That's Aonishiki gets a third Sekiwake slot. So that's why I think he will be at Komusubi.
No, the one who will be getting a third slot would I and most be Tamawashi. And most. With the junior shirt M4, but I think he's too low down.
Yeah. It's gonna be M1, I guess. M1 with
With Abi.
Probably true.
Oshuma is 3-12. He's gonna fall to the out of the joy, I think. Or at most M5.
I did one mess up. Oshuma. I mean, Kaisetsu, you get one more point. I forgot.
Yippee! Woohoo, guys!
You are still. you are still not. It doesn't change your place, but 15 instead of 13.
Well,
my bad.
That is something. Oshoma that is something.
So forgettable. I forgot to log him in.
It happens. It happens. Nobody thought he would do any better than he did. But yeah. Really, Nishikigi, he has nowhere to go but up. Ryuden, maybe. Shunanomi, definitely. But that's about it. Maybe Tomokaze? I don't see.
I mean, they can keep Ryuden in Juryo.
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind.
Please. Oshoumi, though. Oshoumi.
As much as it pains me, he is only 8 and 7. They're not going to bring him up.
Hari won day 15 against Shiden. By the way, fuck you, Shiden, for that.
Fuck you, Shiden.
No, I'm kidding. I like Shiden. He's all right. But, like, Hari won and got to 9 wins. I guess Oshoumi would have mm-hmm. kind of secured it. Maybe not fully secured it, but
yeah, and like with RMC, with 9 and 6, he would have gone up because Ryuden not would have, but he would have another point for him because he defeated Kayo in Makuchi while Ryuden lost to Kotoeho. So
yeah.
one won their exchange match, the other lost. But now they cannot promote somebody above somebody else who is above them with the same result.
Yeah, that's
so Oshoumi, so I think he'll be a J1, maybe J2. He'll be in the promotional zone still for next time, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But I think it's just those we won't have any Neo Makuchi guys this Aki, I believe, just Neo Juryo people.
I mean the old guys will just come back up. I guess the four top guys will come back up.
And yeah, the three or the four, however the Banska committee decides, really. If Shishi stays or Shishi goes.
Yeah. Also, but Shirokuma was so disappointing.
Oh, yeah. I was just looking at that. He went 0-8, and then he just won most of his second week.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
I don't know what's wrong with him. Is he injured or something? He just, yeah.
I don't know.
Because I like him.
Also, what they can do is that, I think he needs some time in the oven again. I think that's all. Like the same as Kotoeho. Obviously, Shirokumi is not as young, but I don't know how much training Shirokuma really has with Onosato. Now that Kayo and Miyanokaze and Tomokaze have left to Nakamura,
yeah.
I don't think Shirokuma has really that good of a training partners, really. He has Hananoumi, but Hananoumi also went Makekoshi and Makushita. And that's really about either of, like, Sekitori worthy guys in Nishinoseki at this point, if I'm not wrong.
It's not a crazy big... Well, they have quite some people, but they are most done in Sandanme and Jonidan.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, they have Furuta. Who is Furuta? That's a new person.
Yeah, that's a new guy. I do not know. He's from NSSU. He's from the same uni as Ono. But I don't know much about him. And also he went Makekoshi in his Makushita debut, which is
102 kilograms. So very light. 178 centimeters, not tall.
And 24 years old.
Yeah.
Not that old, but also not that young. In sumo terms. Yeah.
Not the new next big thing.
No, definitely not. So who knows how Hananoumi has been doing. And like Shirokuma, I meant to say how Shirokuma is doing in training, but especially before the Basho, you heard how Onosato was really not fighting practice bouts. He's really just doing basics. And as a Yokozuna, he really doesn't, like, you really don't see Yokozuna fighting Juryo people really ever. So I think there's like a rank thing that holds him from helping a really close friend, because like they trained at the uni at the same time. They're very close in age.
Yeah.
Which is just curious. But I think he just Shirokuma doesn't have a lot of practice.
It's not, as long as it's not an injury, you know, and not Ooh. Everyone can be like Yokozuna or Ozek.
No,
that's something.
No, definitely
not. You want the people to wrestle their best possible, and just, you know, bring their A game all the time. And if you see a guy that just struggled because of injury, that kind of suck. If you struggle because you got overpromoted and you are out of your depth, that's okay. But yeah, if you're injured, that just sucks.
Yeah, it's just hard to say what's wrong with Shirokuma at this point, especially since he really hasn't ever pulled out for longer than 3 days. So who knows?
Who knows?
And then we have, Tama Shoho hasn't really even stuck the landing on Makuji. He had held those both goals, but 6-9 and Juryo 3. I think he had a lot of taping on his lower back, so yeah, he's definitely injured there.
Probably, yeah, some bad falls also, because he's quite reckless under Doyo, right?
And he has, like, not a lot of mass to protect his body.
Yeah, such a tall man, but still very light.
Yeah, no, he's 124, but for his height, he looks very skinny. He's 189. Yeah.
But I guess Itoshi did very well, too, you know, 10 and 5.
Oh,
which
it did.
Time,
yeah.
Last time, didn't Koto Eho got promoted on an. No, it was 11.
No, Koto Eho was an 11 and 4 from one rank 7. Lower.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to depend on who they want to promote.
Yeah, but there's, there's going to be a negative void up the Banzuke that's going to not keep a lot of guys from coming up. So, not this time for Hitoshi, I think. Even for Tomokaze, I don't think Tomokaze is coming back this time. I think there won't be space in Makuchi for four guys. I think they'll only promote three.
Oh, you're tough.
I don't know. Maybe you don't want me in the Banzuke committee. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's my view of the situation.
Three people for sure. And I guess. Oh yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah. But well,
look at it.
Let's moan more about promotions, at least to Juryo, next time. What's gonna probably be a very dry episode next week. But you can join me, Tamanosato, maybe a Silent Kamahiko, and Asanosato on next week's episode. When you might hear Tama no Sato say.
Yes.
Cool. See you next week, everybody.